So, Rage, what we're doing today? Scott, what's happening?
Remember how last week I got kidnapped by aliens and forced to watch the worst of Trek?
Oh no, you don't mean...
Yep, they got Mark this week.
Let me guess, they forced him to watch it, J.J. Abrams.
All of Lost, Super 8, the new Trek films, Cloverfield, all of it.
Mystery boxes, nothing but pointless, unanswered mystery boxes.
Poor guy. It's almost like they knew exactly what to do to break him.
Exactly.
Coincidences, contrivances, unanswered questions, writing only fit for a 5-year-old.
Sounds worse than you did.
He sounds like the actress from Progeny, which is the film we're reviewing this week.
Oh, thanks for answering that question. Oh no. Am I next week?
Sci-Fi Malady, Symptom 191, Progeny, E.T. Make Pregnant. Alternate title, Dear God, Why? Again.
Alternate title, Mark, you're no longer choosing movies.
And with that, welcome back, Sickies, to, Sickies, let me start. You know, back in 1986 or 87, I can't remember which exactly. I remember, actually, before that, my father tried showing me Star Wars Episode 4. And I wasn't too interested in it as a 3 or 4 year old. But then I watched it again 2 years later and saw the toys and at Revco, CVS back in the days was called Revco. And I was instantly drawn to the characters and how cool it was and the mythology played out. And at that moment in time, I knew that Star Wars was the sci-fi or sci-fi
Grandpa Simpson. Grandpa Simpson,
me.
What are you doing?
Well, where the hell is this going?
Well, I'm just trying to lead off on a positive note because if I can be honest, this was perhaps the most disturbing movie we've ever reviewed. And I let me just lay it out on the line for both you guys and the sickies, should you decide to watch this. And
don't,
I'm not recommending it, by the way. But I had no idea about this. When I was looking for movies about alien abduction, this one came up and I thought it would be fairly benign. None of the descriptions described it as gross as it is. And so I just found it on YouTube for free and thought, okay, we could do this. It was labeled as horror. And I thought, wow, whatever. I mean, someone could have labeled it wrong. And the first few minutes are not horrific. In fact, they're kind of funny because you get to see what's his name, Vosloos or whatever, the mummy. And you see good old Wilford Brimley. And you just think to yourself, anything with Instant Quaker Oats is okay by me.
You think and of then, William Brimley and think of Instant Quaker Oats?
I think of Yeah, you.
Well, because he did the Quaker Oats commercials, remember?
Yeah, we remember him differently.
Well, that's what you think immediately. Like the first few minutes when you see Wilford Brimley, you're like, okay by me. And then it starts taking darker turns and you're not really upset right away. And then it goes to the actual abduction scene, at which point it goes from kind of silly to, no, this is bad.
And it keeps getting worse.
And I don't mean no, this is bad like Rian Johnson. I mean like beyond the limits of good taste. Like I feel like I need to take a mental shower now having watched this. Like I've seen the original Faces of Death and this made me feel worse.
Marvin.
So, yeah.
I am right now drinking moonshine, trying to kill brain cells to forget this film.
And I completely understand this sentiment. In fact, I kind of am envious at the moment of you. Because this Sickies, without rating it, we're not going to rate it, but I will say this.
Oh, we're going to rate it just without game, without, this is just going to be rated without something cute like we always do to say, what are we rating this?
Yeah, no, there is no way to, I was thinking about this, like, how do we rate it? By, no.
Nope.
No.
It's just,
no.
Before we rate it, let me just tell you right away, the answer is no, we wouldn't recommend it.
Listen, Mark, I know that usually I'm not allowed to curse on this show. Can I be allowed one curse as a penance for being forced to watch this?
Depends what kind of word.
This movie is shit without one redeeming aspect to it. Not a single one. This movie is crap.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, let's. Okay, so it's from the creator. First of all, a few things.
Let me get this out of the way, too.
I might have to
delete my YouTube account as a result of this. I'm so glad. It's age restricted, and I had to sign in to watch this movie, and I see why it's age restricted, because most films are edgy and pushing the envelope if they show one sexual assault scene. This movie shows that scene like five times to say, let's see it from this perspective. Let's see it from this perspective. Let's watch the assault from this perspective. And
literally
there's tentacle assault from the aliens because they use tentacles. And then in the list of things that are disturbing in this film, so many things that should be disturbing. It doesn't crack the top of the list is that the main plot line about this is about the woman's male doctor husband sedating her to force her to abort the alien human hybrid baby against her will. As she says, please don't kill our baby. In any film where there is a man forcing a woman to make that choice over her body, let alone like just using persuasion to force her, let alone sedating her, restraining her and tying her down as she begs him weeping not to do it. That should be the most disturbing thing in the film. And
it isn't the worst part of the film.
It isn't, because they show a sexual assault five different times.
No.
It's within the first 5 minutes at full frontal nudity. Just to start. There's a reason why this is rated R, and that's not why it's rated R. Like, that's okay, that's one of them, but like the horror and the
So if we were to get into the facts of this, and
good luck finding facts on this, because
that's problem number one. Thomas couldn't even find a review on Rotten Tomatoes. So that goes to tell you how straight to Sci-Fi Channel this was. And no, it didn't go on Sci-Fi Channel, but you get the point. How straight to... This was by Millennium. And Millennium, in case you're wondering, mostly does over-the-top ridiculous action movies. And it was from, allegedly, the creators of Reanimator. Now, I've seen Reanimator, and it's disturbing. Not as disturbing as this. Okay? Not as disturbing as this. This pushed the limits. I will say that the poster on the DVD looks neat. And that's about the only plus I'm going to give this movie, by the way. Because the acting is subpar at best. I mean, you have Arnold Vosloo, who plays the mummy from the Brendan Fraser mummy movies. A bunch of other people you don't know. The only other two people worth mentioning is Wilford Brimley, because, you know, diabetes, and Brad Dourif, who is famous as Chucky, and Brad plays an alien chaser, basically. And the rest of the cast is completely blow them off. Who cares? One of the fun facts that I'll bring up, and then Scott and Thomas, I think, have a few, is that The first is that the first time the actress Jillian McWhorter, who plays the wife of the main character, the main doctor, said that the scene where she gets she gets raped by the alien was shot, but then due to some problems, it had to be reshot two more times. And this is why the scene is so short in the movie. Now, if you're wondering, short? The movie, it doesn't feel short at all. But they apparently thought it was.
I will say that it's a movie where they... It's not graphic, but it's graphic because they focus on her face, you know? But I mean, yes. It's emotionally disturbing every time they do it.
Correct. And it doesn't, they say it's short, but it's not by our reckoning. And in fact, the alien monster originally was supposed to calm her down by fondling her, and just like the other aliens did. But and the whole scene was supposed to be way more graphic. Thank God it wasn't. There was like one scene, photos of one scene showed her covered, like being like a slime colored alien being on top of her, and just the scenes that we didn't get to see, thank God, because as disturbing as what I saw, if I had seen worse, I think I would have shut the movie off. I would not have finished it.
I've never been tempted to stop watching a film we're reviewing halfway through it and just say we're not reviewing this film. This was one of them.
I understand that. I understand that. This might even wind up being a rather short review, Sickies, because we made it through. I honestly can't.
For one, it's a challenge for all of us to have watched this. For another, trying to find information on this film is next to impossible.
Right, right.
I mean, the production company for this film is Prodigy Film Inc.
Oh, yeah, well.
Like literally, this was like a one-off.
Yeah.
This isn't made by
sense why when I looked this film up on Amazon, it wasn't there. And it linked to a movie that said Hideous Kinky, which I guess is a real movie. But I now understand why I couldn't find this on Amazon. I couldn't find it on HBO Max. I couldn't find it on Netflix. I couldn't find it on Hulu. Nobody wants this. I understand why we found it on a YouTube channel where a guy has four videos and that's his entire channel is four weird movies. I also understand why nobody is taking this movie down after 6 years, because nobody cares. Nobody's out there to take it down, because this is the only place it lives. The creators are like, our artistic vision goes away if we tell YouTube to take it down. I'm surprised YouTube hasn't just taken it down for being offensive.
That, you know, it's funny you mention that, because I was wondering the same thing. And I'm sure finding physical copies, like physical media, is really hard. I'm sure
the real problem with this isn't that.
The question is, why would you want to?
Right, but the real problem with this film, I don't want to say that. I understand at times in a story it calls for something of this nature. The problem with this film is you went back to it five or six times. And there's literally nothing else of redeeming value in this film.
There's nothing to redeem it. The acting is terrible in this thing.
And here's the other thing about it, too. Yes, it's terrible, and a lot because it was pointless. So if you look at, there was that show on Netflix. I don't remember it, but it's about the girl that killed herself after she was raped. And it was trying to show her life up until that moment and everything that led up to her suicide. And it shows everything. It shows her facial expression as she freezes up while being assaulted.
You're not talking about 13 Reasons Why, are you?
Yes, that's the one. Okay. That's the one. But there, as horrific as it was acceptable in the sense that it was trying to show you how horrible this was. It wasn't doing it gratuitously to say, it was more to say, look how awful this is.
Yeah, this movie's trying this to be disturbing to be that. Disturbing. There's not a plot to it. And then anything that could have redeemed it just falls flat. The closest thing to a redemption is the wife's weak crying at the end, and I mean weak not as in weak acting, but like weak because she's sedated, begging not to kill the baby. It's about the only thing that's the only emotional punch to anything, because you feel for a moment there's a real emotion being conveyed. At the end, when the husband, I don't even remember his name, finds out that he's killed his wife while trying to forcibly abort the alien human hybrid, I don't even believe his anguish. Because they find out, like, oh, 20 minutes, this has been over 20 minutes, that the aliens came in and froze everything again and took the baby and wouldn't let him resuscitate her. I don't believe it. I don't believe the anguish in the cell when he's sitting there convicted. I don't, none of it's there. If this was all at the end, you know, where we at least had watching the husband's tortured emotional road to find out if he should do this to save his wife, I don't believe the love between the husband and the wife. I don't believe his anguish when he realizes that it's not his kid and that it can't be his kid because his sperm count doesn't even make the chart. It's a 1 in a million chance. I don't believe the fights between them. The only person I believe selling anything in this movie is the wife. Everyone else in this movie is just, they're mailing in.
I'm okay with Wilford Brimley.
The only problem I also have is the only time that most of her time she's doing not good acting either. But the one time she does do good acting is at the one time when I wish she wasn't doing good acting.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but I do not want my rape scene.
Well, okay.
Me having to say that acted well. I'm sorry. It adds to a level of disturbingness.
Yeah, okay, so before we rip in further, let me give the brief layout here of this movie.
Yeah.
And it's going to be quick. So the a woman named Jillian McWhirter discovers she's pregnant, and her husband, Dr. Craig Burton, played by Arnold Vosloo, is by the mummy, is Imhotep, is the husband. And this is happy news until Imhotep finds out that he's having strange visions from the night of the conception. And that part of the movie, it's funny because the way they depict the whole abduction is stupid. It's that early, late 90s CGI, and you're laughing at it. But then he gets really nervous because, like Scott mentions, he finds out his sperm count doesn't make the charts. There's no way this is his woman or this is his child. And he eventually just stumbles into stories about alien abduction and impregnation, and he starts following down that road. And his therapist, Dr. Susan Lamarck, believes that this is just a psychological problem and Craig's the fault. So they wind up contacting UFO expert played by Brad Dourif, who uses hypnosis, and so does the psychologist, to take Sherry back to the night she conceived, which that's when we see the rape scenes. And then over the course, we find out that she is impregnated and she believes it's her kid and it's taking over. And so that they take her to a mental hospital where her husband and the UFO expert falsify their way in and then decide to give her an abortion. And then the aliens freeze time. And that's the other thing. At the beginning, it's funny because like the 2 hours they abduct her to impregnate her, they freeze time. So it reminded me of, you know, Star Crash with Halt the Flow of Time. But then when you see the rape scene and then you see at the end where they halt time to take the alien out of her, then it's not funny because at that point you're just so mortified that you can't laugh. Like when they initially insert that rod into her nose, I was like, oh, they're giving her a COVID test. And it was funny because the worst scenes had not yet begun. But then, like, she's sitting here and Thomas, you called it, the way she acts during. That was the best acting. It's the most horrific part because she's like going through scenes where she enjoys it and then she hates it. And you're just like, ugh, none of this is good. So let's just do all the reps because really there's no picks here other than the movie poster that I've given. The rest of it is all picks or reps. So,
I don't know how we would be able. I don't think we should be able to find a pick in this.
No,
Because again, Sickies, we have made it through bad films. We've made it through iffy films. This is a film where I've said Star Crash is a terrible film, and I can't remember what other films I've given low ratings to. I'd rather watch any of those than this ever again. Ever.
Oh, no.
I watched this, and we all made it through this film, but it was a challenge for all of us. And I'm going to ask Scott a question here.
All right.
And I say Mark's movie picks on probation for right now. He still can pick movies, but he's on very thin ice after this.
Yeah, if he picks a movie that we don't know anymore, we just need to do a brief search to make sure that it's not another Progeny.
Okay, that's fair. I'll grant you that, because in my defense, I had no idea. Nothing in any descriptions or anything led me to believe this was the case.
Well, no, because you just can't find anything about the movie.
You can't find anything.
Might be a new rule that unless it's something like, you know, Turkish Film Month, that if we can't find it on any major streaming service, that might be a red flag to investigate it further.
I was going to say, don't rip the programming away yet, because I've been pretty solid, but...
Oh, no. If we rip the programming away, that means I have to do more work or any work whatsoever aside from editing the podcast occasionally. So I'm not willing to do that.
We're not ripping it away from you. We're just like, dude, you're on thin ice after this one.
I'm really sorry. I had no idea. I mean, I know normally you guys say that for something like Turkish Month, but no, this one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, if I met the person that wrote the script for this, I'd probably punch him.
Well, look, if we try to actually for half a second seriously look at what was attempted to be told here, here's a guy who's trying to tell an alien abduction story. And he's saying that humans get abducted by aliens and that aliens do this hybrid breeding project with human women and aliens. But at one point they say, why do they do it? Well, why do people mutilate animals? Because basically the aliens see us as animals. They think they can experiment on us in the same way that we try to minimize the pain of the animals. They will try to minimize the pain of us.
Sure.
And it's trying to freak you out with this and show you just two people who are living a normal life, who are happily married, trying to have a kid, and their life gets turned upside down. And basically it's a, ooh, the truth is out there type of moment. And they try to give you a, had they stuck to that, had they stuck to one incident of it and then tried to bring it back through regressive hypnosis and not relive that every time up to the point of it and then take her out of it, you know, might have been a better story. Had there been the payoff at the end is even fine. The man accidentally kills his wife trying to save her from the certain death of giving birth to the hybrid baby and ends up being framed for the murder of his wife. All of this stuff. Look, I even like that the ending leaves it open to, was she ever actually impregnated with an alien baby, or was it the only ultrasound machine they had screwing up? You got a psychiatrist who says your wife's problem is psychological and it's you. You need to stay away from your wife.
Well, there's also the aspect of the implant or whatever that's up her nose.
And they find it.
Yes, but at the end, he's bleeding from his nose in the cell and then seems to get teleported away.
Yeah. Mm. It does a good enough job. These are things that if it could have developed these things better. In the hands of a competent script writer, this concept could have been done well. You could have had an abduction, an impregnation, her going through the hybrid pregnancy and realizing something is wrong, the doctors catching that something might be wrong, the husband going through the anguish of, do I get this out of her or not? She's under control of the alien or the baby, and leaving it to the viewer to decide, is the husband right or is the psychiatrist right that this is a normal pregnancy? It's not showing up on the, you know, maybe it was a damaged ultrasound. You could have gone down this road. You could have had a psychological evaluation of a tortured man trying to decide what lengths he will go to, what risks he will take to save his wife who has been brainwashed and is certain to die. But you didn't go down that route effectively. You tried to, but you didn't. And you could have dealt more into the wife believing that it was their baby, never believing that it was an alien baby, begging for help, and gone through this aspect. You could have done this tastefully, but it needed to be in the hands of a skilled writer who has the ability to handle sensitive material to still give you a shock factor, to still give you an engagement factor, but also deal with this material tastefully and more artistically than what you got. And this looked like it was written by a 23-year-old kid. And well, I don't know if just, it was or wasn't, but I mean, it was a gore factor.
It wasn't just that. Dude, we've watched some films that have a good story who looks like have been made by young kids. The story has. This is a story that seems not only have been made by a young person, but someone who basically took all their ideas from 4chan. I'm sorry. That's
the best quote of the night.
This seems like a 4chan movie. It's disturbing. It is gory. It is shocking. Just for the shock factor. And again, Scott is right. There is something there that could have been done well and could have been done artistically. It wasn't.
Well, and it could have at least, had you just taken out the obscene parts, it could have at least been like a good MST3K make fun of movie. But when you put those scenes in, it ruins the flow of the whole film.
Yeah, well, not just that. You are right, Mark, because this is almost, if you took that stuff out and the bad acting and the bad, all this stuff, it could have been like, you know, I mean, floating up to a circle in the sky, rotating. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad CGI, bad acting, could have been made fun of. It could have been a classic film.
Exactly.
But it's not. There are movies where I say that they're so bad, they're good.
Not this one.
But this one, instead of, it took that fork in the road where you can go from a bad movie to a good film. It took that other fork and made it a worse film and just kept driving down the hill, off the cliff. Oh.
Bad writing, bad directing, bad acting.
Bad CGI,
bad cinematography, bad CGI, low budget. I mean, I can honestly say the extra at the nurse's station who greeted Dr. Brimley or the husband the first time in did better acting than most of the main cast.
Dr. Craig was the worst acting, one of the worst acting in the world. Yeah. He emoted about as well as a mannequin.
Well, here's the thing. I'm actually glad that we watched this on YouTube because the version I watched on YouTube had cruddy quality.
Well, and yeah. And you know what? It is cruddy. There's not worth art. Well, if we had paid for this, I would have been really upset.
Well, not just that, but the reason I'm saying is that I'm glad I didn't get to see everything in crisp, clean.
Ah, that's a good point.
It's kind of grainy. I'm okay with it. The acting's not great, so I'm not missing anything. There's nothing to actually catch here.
And by the way, when Jillian was the alien chasing doctor, when she grabbed his hand, did she like give him a prophetic vision of what was going to happen? So like the aliens can give clairvoyance?
Yeah, and it looked like a tentacle grabbed his hand and not a hand.
Yeah, you know what? That was just a dumb part. Everything else we've said is worse. You know what the other killer part is, too? The aliens themselves, compared to some of the CGI barf you see today, looked pretty good.
Yeah, okay, if you got one pick, the CGI grays were awesome.
But you know what? The aliens looking good was negated by the moment. You couldn't appreciate, wow, that alien head looks kind of neat. You couldn't do that because you were too busy going,
Watching tentacle hentai?
Basically.
And then Chucky ruins it all anyway, because he says, well, they project a version of themselves into our reality, but it's like a mental phenomenology shield where we perceive them in the way that we can understand them. Well, with this horse crap garbage, what is she perceiving the baby in her womb the way that she can perceive it? I mean, there's something in there that's showing up in an ultrasound. It either is or isn't like that. This whole nonsense of, unless you're dealing with something like Q that can literally alter the shape of reality, this whole nonsense of this physical alien that's right here doesn't really look like that. You just perceive it as looking like that. Garbage. Everyone's having the same shared delusion. Unless it's done by an omnipotent entity, you're not all having the same shared delusion. And when it's definitely growing inside of your womb, it's not a phenomenology. It's not a perception. It's showing up in an ultrasound. The tentacles are making you feel that it's moving around in your womb when it shouldn't. It's physically there. It's not a perception of something. That weak nonsense that writers try to throw in a sci-fi film to sound cool doesn't always work. If it's a Lovecraftian nightmare that can only be perceived a certain way in this reality, or a god, or an omnipotent being, fine. If it's just an alien that is mortal, that has to be in physical shape to live, then it's not just assuming a physical shape that we can recognize just for our benefit, especially if it's growing inside of your womb.
Well, and here's the thing.
Well, not just that, but it's in the alien expert. How do you know anything, alien expert?
It's just like being a zombie expert. Say what you want. Nobody knows anything about an alien. I can say whatever I want about an alien and be an alien expert. You know why? Because none of it's verifiable. Don't tell me you're an alien expert, because we don't know anything about aliens. You can't be an alien expert the same way I can't be a friggin' vampire expert. I just make up whatever I want to, because in my world, you know what? Four-leaf clovers melt vampires on sight.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I always think that too when I hear, oh, I'm an expert on this. You mean that thing that's not real that you could just make up whenever you willy-nilly want? Why did you just say you're knowledgeable about historical trends and how are they historically depicted? That would be okay, because it would be correct. But to say an expert, when I hear expert, I hear think of someone with technical expertise or specific knowledge in, like, I don't know, astrophysics, or a carpenter. A carpenter could be an expert. They have an exact set of skills and experience, I hope.
Well, here's the other thing.
You're a zombie expert? So, in other words, you pretty much just know how people have depicted zombies and make it up however which way you want.
There are two words that Americans no longer understand. One is expert. Two is research. Watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos and reading somebody else's articles posted on the internet does not make you an expert. Let me tell you something. I am a Civil War aficionado. I like to read about the Civil War. I am not a Civil War expert, because I have done no firsthand research. I have done no primary source research. I have read other people's research on the Civil War casually. And most of you listening right now have not read as much in the Civil War as I have. I am not an expert. Expert is something different. You know what I am? I'm a mortgage expert, because I've been doing that 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week for 20 years. I am an expert in that because I do it every day professionally. Expert means you live your life doing it. You have been trained to a certifiable degree of competence, and you can probably get paid for your work. I am not a podcasting expert because I don't get paid for this. I do it a lot, but I am not an expert. I am an amateur with a hobby. You do not understand what the word expert is anymore, America. You do not understand what the word research is. Research is painstaking. Research is sitting there reading and doing firsthand testing and analysis.
Kind of boring.
8, 10, 12 hours a day for years, and not for a few hours in your spare time for 6 months, everything on YouTube. It is years of testing, research, analysis, counter-testing. It is slow. It is boring. Most people don't do it. And it takes 5 to 10 years. And then your research has to be documented. and confirmed by your peers. Because if your research isn't peer validated, it's freaking useless. If your research can't be duplicated by somebody else or confirmed by somebody else, then your research isn't even really research at that point. That's where a bunch of conspiracy theorists come in. I've researched the Nazi bell for 22 years. You have, Jim Marr? That's great, because nobody has any real information other than the Nazi bell than a few... Listen, I just busted into a quick rant, which I don't do anymore out of nowhere, but it's better than talking about this crap movie. But essentially, none
hey,
of you
I started
know
off by talking
anything about
my...
research or being an expert. I don't want to hear about any more experts who don't do things for a living. You don't know what an expert is. If you did, you wouldn't say that you were.
Yay, that was better than the movie we watched.
Yeah, and I mean, I started with my discussion about how I got into Star Wars. So I think on that note, Sickies, if you haven't picked up by now, the gratuitous nature of the scenes in which the woman is impregnated are enough to destroy the rest of the film for whatever merit it may or may not have. In fact,
it was already a bad film.
It was a bad film, but the picks or rips, okay, mostly rips, that we could have gone on, like how come the hospital only has one ultrasound machine, are quite irrelevant. Because after you see that scene, the movie, you're done. Unless you're a sick freak, you're done. There's nothing left in the movie that is that interesting. You can't watch this in all seriousness anymore.
No, even if you get past the first scene, the next five that they replay it are just going to make it worse. And so there really are scenes that survive from that first when they try to make it look like she's enjoying it first to calm her down.
Exactly. And that's the disgusting part.
It's like it's written by Bob Knight, the former Indiana basketball coach who made a horrific statement to Connie Chung once.
Right. And that's just. Yeah. When. So it doesn't matter whatever picks you may have, because they're overshadowed by this disgusting scene. And I think I speak for all of us when I say on our rating scale, this gets tops a zero, but if one of you guys give us a negative whatever, I'm totally with you.
It's a zero. It's a garbage movie with a garbage plot, with terrible acting, terrible directing. The budget's low. Even when the budget isn't low, the cinematography's bad, and the extras do the best work in the whole film. It's juvenile. It's
gratuitously without a point.
Right. It's juvenile. The 80s and the late 70s think the nudity is gratuitous just to be there for nudity's sake.
It was made in 98, but still.
Yes, and the 80s and the late 70s think that the nudity was pointless gratuity. And anytime you're writing a film and you think that you're going to write in that the victim of a sexual assault is enjoying it for any reason whatsoever at any moment, just stop and scrap the whole film. Stop writing. Stop thinking you're a writer if that's going to be in anything that you write.
Well, let me just say this. We've rated stuff negative, but that's normally because either we're joking, but there's some redeeming factor about this. This film is zero. I mean, this moonshine has not killed enough brain cells in my brain to make me forget this film. Zero.
I'm going to be honest. If I thought I could get away with it, I might not even post this podcast, but we need a podcast up for this week. This might be one that only lives on the website for 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, I don't even want to have a record. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's just a bad film.
I wouldn't go that far because I would keep it. And here's why, Scott, I would keep it. And here's why. It's a warning not to watch it.
True.
And that's what
true.
It is.
Oh, no, you're
it's
right.
A warning
you're right.
Not to watch this.
That's how much I don't like this film.
Yeah, I would keep it just for the sake of warning not to watch it. And that's the bottom line, Sickies. Really, if you ever find yourself looking for alien abduction movies and this comes up on any list, ignore it. Yeah. Pass it up. Swipe left. For God's sakes, ignore it at all costs. If you ever see it in the bargain bin of a DVD pile, keep on flipping through.
Right.
Just avoid it at all costs.
Sickies, we have been the terrible guinea pigs of this experiment and have all bared the terrible scarring aspects of this one. So you guys don't have to.
Listen,
Do
I
not.
Would I would watch Geostorm 100 times in a row before I watch this again.
I agree. Pick whatever you're... I would rather watch 2012.
It's kind of interesting that our theme for this month is us getting abducted by aliens and being subjected to films that just break us. And we actually accidentally found one that's worse than anything we're parodying in our intros this month.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think on that note, Sickies, stay away from it. I mean, Fire in the Sky, watch it. It's a good movie. This movie, avoid it at all costs. And there's no other way to put it. If you want to comment that you enjoyed this movie, keep it to yourself. Otherwise, you can contact us at...
I'm not even going to go with the gimmick this week. RavingLunaticMedia.com, RavingLunaticMedia.com, RavingLunaticMedia.com. Ragemaster, what's left for them to do?
Stay sick, sickies.
And never watch this film.
Let's make sure that history never forgets the name.
Sci-Fi Malady.
Got out.